Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Welcome to Wednesday show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, let's go.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag.
Yeah. Hello, Bobby Bones. I have my wedding coming up at the beginning of next month. I'm very excited. However, I have an issue with my guest list. My dad expects to be there despite us having had a serious unresolved issue that seems to be at the forefront every time he comes around. I kind of dodge the intentional uninvited conversation, but it seems like he is stirring up problems by talking to everyone else in the family about it. We haven't talked in weeks, and he only knew about the engagement and wedding through another family member. I just want the day to be stress-free, and not having him there would solve that problem, but I don't know how to start a conversation without feeling like I'm being rude. Any advice helps. P.S. I've already created a burner email just in case.
Oh, wow.
So you got ahead of it.
Yeah, sign the heartbreak kid. You don't want stress on your wedding day. You're going to have a little stress before your wedding day because this is a stressful situation in life. It's stressful for you. It has been. So it isn't going to come without stress now. My advice to you is to have that very uncomfortable conversation with him and go right to it. Hey, Pops, I am getting married. I am not going to invite you. This is because. And then you share the reason. And that is a very uncomfortable thing to say, but I've found it's easier just to say it and lay it out there and then have the conversation about what you just said right after instead of having the conversation building up to what you're saying and it's all led, there's confusion in and, oh, well, I just, nope, this is what you do. Hey, look, we're having the wedding and I don't think you should come because X, Y, Z. And then you have the conversation right after that, same conversation. But there's going to be stress because it's a stressful situation. You can't just go, no stress. You can't assign no stress to something that is bringing stress to your life. So you have to hit it head on. That way you don't have to deal with it later. That's it. That's the easy way. And do it in a burner account. Now, I'm just kidding about that. But some conversations, the harder they are, the better they are to go right at immediately and then talk about it right after you go right at it. Amy, your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't like having hard conversations either, but what I've learned in life and being a more mature communicator and just an adult is that you got to have the hard conversations because that will give you the freedom in the long run. Otherwise, you're going to be stressed at your wedding. And then he's hearing from other family members all this different stuff. You can control the narrative by having the hard talk and setting your boundaries with him. And then who knows? He may be like, oh, wow, I had no idea. I'll work on that. And then maybe your relationship can evolve from there.
Yeah, there's no easy advice here because it's not an easy situation.
No.
And that's what I'm saying about stress. It is going to be stressful, but you'd rather get the stress over with.
Yeah.
Before the wedding day. And also, you're going to have to address it eventually. So go ahead and address it now, because since it's going to be addressed eventually, do it now, which saves you this time of being stressed. Lunchbox?
And you can enjoy
you gotta clear the air. I mean, you could just do it. I mean, if you want to, have a couple drinks so you've got the liquid courage. And then, boom.
Get drunk and land on them.
Oh, yes. That could be worse, though.
I don't know.
Big fight. Man, I don't like having awkward conversations, so I'm not going to have it. I'm just going
to... Let him come to the wedding.
Yeah, I mean, he knows about the wedding, and he's going to know he's not invited when he doesn't get
an
invitation.
But you're going to be stressed out the day of the wedding.
Hey, you know what? Time is beautiful. It's going to... Life will go on, and after the wedding, whatever happens, happens, and we never had to have that awkward conversation.
So what you're saying is higher security, so when he shows up, like...
You could always
you can have security.
There are always weenie ways to do it and weenie ways to lean into it.
I thought the weenie way would Bobby way would be text him.
Well, you could text him and go, "Hey, look, I'm getting married and I can't invite you because, again, XYZ. We don't know what XYZ is. She didn't say here.
Sure.
And so I just wanted you to know I still love you. I want to work this out, but I can't invite you. If you absolutely can't do it with your mouth, you can do it with your thumbs."
Yeah, but that can always get misinterpreted.
Or you could say, hey.
Eddie, you just said don't have the conversation at all, so you can't jump in now and go, no.
You could sit him down and be like, hey, we'll invite you, and since you're my dad, you got to pay for the wedding. Hmm. That's good.
It doesn't sound like they have that kind of relationship.
Yeah, but, it doesn't happen. If you don't want to have, I would have it on the phone, first of all. I wouldn't have it in person.
Oh,
have it
really?
On the, oh, yeah.
Okay.
That way you're just mid-weenie.
Interesting.
I do mid-weenie, and I have it on the phone. That way you can just hang up if it gets awkward.
Oh. Hmm.
And not face to face?
Nah.
Just hang up. This is awkward. Click.
Yeah, yeah. I don't like where this is going. Click.
Well, that's exactly it. I feel like we've given her some good options.
Yeah, like every option.
I would go, if it were me, I would go mid weenie. I would talk in person or on the phone, human to human. And then I would say it immediately and then talk about it after I said what it was and then move on. Now, if you don't want to go mid weenie, you can go full weenie and text it, but you're still going to have some sort of conversation. Okay. But you have to say it. Don't do Eddie time.
Hey.
Yeah, what was full, Eddie full, time full, is
full,
beautiful.
No, full weenie is just don't even mention it. See ya.
That's full weenie?
But then
full
she weenie. Might end up but with then more stress the day on of. Her wedding day.
Yeah, that's the goal.
Hey, no stress. More life, less stress.
Okay,
Ray. Yo, Ray. Thanks for using the slogan. All right, that's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Fritz began driving for Uber back in 2015. Well, recently he was driving. It was early in the morning, taking someone from Brooklyn to LaGuardia Airport in New York. When he's driving, he sees all these people outside. And he's like, oh, is that a fight? And then he sees debris falling from the second story of an apartment complex. He goes, no, that's on fire. He goes, passenger, you're going to have to hold on. He pulled over.
Wow.
And he said, what's going on? They said, there's still people inside. And what's he do? Runs in there, finds the two people, and guides them to safety.
He stopped.
That's awesome.
I mean, if I'm the passenger, I'm like, what's happening right now?
Yeah.
I'm glad at the end. But for a minute, I'm like, what is he stopping to get a burger?
But what if you're missing your flight?
Oh, I know.
Hey,
but
hold on.
Life.
He got back in the Uber and got the passenger to the airport on time.
Get out of here. That's crazy.
Did not miss his flight. So there you go. Not only did he save two people, the guy got to the airport on time.
I saw a story where Mike Tomlin, the head coach of the Steelers, saw a fight on the side of the road with some kids. And he stopped and threw them all. And he's like, let's go. And he took them all to practice. Now I get to practice with the team.
I love it.
Together.
Oh, that's so, that changes their life
anymore.
Probably. Wow.
And one of them starting wide receiver this week.
Yes, he was so good. Yeah. In practice.
He's 11. He flies. Kids got great hands. High motor guy. All right, that's awesome. That's Tell Me Something Good. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
In the latest chapter of What Is My Bizarre Life, you know, I hosted hour four of the Today Show yesterday with Hoda, and I'm doing it today and tomorrow. And it's just bizarre. And not that it's not awesome and fun, but there are moments where you're sitting there going, how in the world did I get here? But Hoda is awesome, and I've been a guest on the show a few times. Like, you know, if I have something coming out and I'll go up, but it's a whole different ballgame. You know, before the show even started, like she like pumps everybody up. She's like clapping, like, let's go. I mentioned as soon as I walked out, I said, I felt like Nick Saban was getting us ready to start the game, but she is awesome. Super kind. Just a lovely person. And so did the show, like Kenan Thompson was on from, you know, I know him most from probably Kenan and Kel and then SNL.
Good Burger.
Yeah, we're going to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, the movie. But him and Kel did that movie together, so I guess I just assume that's part of that. But he was amazing and funny. He's a little tired because he had been doing promotion all morning. I guess they had him on like 3 different hours that morning. So Danny DeVito was on, who I think is hilarious. And I mean, he was on shows that I watched even before I was born. Now, what I mean is I watched Taxi on Nick at Night. And so, but that show was on before I was born. But he was on Taxi. He was on Cheers, Always Sunny in Philadelphia. So it was, he's 77.
Wow.
And he was sitting in the makeup room where I was. And I see him sitting out there and I walk out. And since I'm going to host, I feel, because usually I would never do this. I feel like hosts should go out and be like, hey, how's it going? Welcome to the show. I really didn't so much care about welcoming him. I just wanted to go and say hello, right? Because who am I to welcome somebody to a house that ain't mine? You know what I mean? And so I go and I say, hey, Mr. DeVito, I'm Bobby Bones. Really nice to meet you. And he goes, oh, you're hosting today. I said, I am. He goes, so let me ask you about this suit you're wearing. I was like, oh, okay. He goes, first of all, one of the coolest suits I've seen in a long time. Great, great job. Whoever picked it. You have a stylist? I said, well, my wife. He goes, where is she? I said, she's in there. He goes, great job. And then he says, you should move a button like 2 inches where it is here to here. And I said, when did you start being an expert in suits? He goes, my friend, and he lists some famous designer. He goes, I've been hanging out with him a lot and I learned all about cloth and buttons. And so he showed me where to move the button. And when I get home, in his honor, I'll move the button 2 inches over.
Oh, wow.
But that's what we did. That was our interaction in the green room. For like 5 minutes, he just showed me like his suit or his clothes that he was wearing. And then we went out and did the segment. And it was awesome. It's like, I don't know what planet this is, but it was a really cool day yesterday. I'll be doing it again today. And we finished and it flies by. It's an hour, but this show, we're on for 5 hours. The last hour of the show, not as intense for us. So we'll say 4.5. But we're for 4.5 hours. And even it goes by pretty quickly sometimes. But you talk about an hour. Holy moly. I really only messed up once because I was pretty much throwing a perfect game and as far as not actually making a misstep. My perfect game was at the very end. We were doing the credits were rolling, going to the next show, and they go, shut it down. We got 5 seconds. And I had like a whole paragraph, and I went, Jane Krakowski! But I said her name wrong because she's coming on tomorrow. And I was like, Jane, blah, blah, blah. And then Hoda goes, okay, that's all. Bye, everybody. And so
That's not bad.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to go back and watch it because I will absolutely torture myself with going, oh, you shouldn't have done that. Shouldn't have done that. But it was a really cool day. And I don't know if you guys got to a TV in time after the show to watch it or not, because, you know, that building is what, two blocks from here, Mike? So I roll over there real quick and was able to let it rip. But Eddie, did you watch it at all?
I did not, man. I'm sorry. I missed it. I will watch tomorrow, though. I promise.
Wow.
You can watch today.
Today.
And then tomorrow.
Yeah.
Amy, did you get a chance to watch it?
No, we were here and the TV wasn't working.
Classic. Classic that something's not working. Not that you guys didn't watch, but classic something wasn't working.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe we'll have to get it fixed by today. Maybe they're working on it now and hopefully we'll get to watch it today.
It's okay. You've seen it a million times. You've seen me do that, you know, talk a million times.
No,
it's very different in your hosting the Today Show. I mean, it's a big deal.
Let me ask Lunchbox. Lunchbox, did you watch it?
Oh, I absolutely watched it.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about. You know what I mean?
That's like, what I know.
I don't make excuses about a TV not working. I figure out how to get it done.
Yes.
And let me tell you, I felt like Kenan Thompson, I'm glad you told me that he had been doing promotion all morning because I was like, that guy wanted nothing to do with being there. He was just like, yeah, I'm excited. Cool. Yeah. And you were trying to get him to talk, and he was just like, one word answer. So I was like, okay, this is awkward. But yes. And then they gave Caitlin a shout out. They're like, where's Caitlin? Oh, she's so beautiful. She's so beautiful. And Hoda started crying, and you had to hug her and console her.
Crying?
Why is she crying?
Bobby made Hoda cry.
Why?
I didn't have to console. Console her is not the word because she wasn't sad. But Lunchbox watched. Lunchbox is my new best friend. I'm calling it now. Lunchbox is my new best friend. So thank you, best friend. And I was telling Hoda about a story about the first time I met her that I knew she would not remember because I didn't meet her as the person that's, you know, on the radio or on TV or whatever. I just met her as a guy walking down the street. And I told the story and she started crying. And it's pretty cool. And then, yeah, Caitlin was there and I was talking about being married for a year. And they were like, she's here? And they flipped a camera. I thought they were going to knock over a guy in the studio because they didn't know she was there. And they flipped a camera so fast. There was like one of, I don't know if he's an assistant producer or not. He almost got just... He was about to be the headless horseman, you know what I'm saying? And so, but then she waved, and It's great.
I mean, and then Bobby gave away $500 of his own money, just like he does on this show.
What?
Yep, to some listeners in the audience. He played Snake in the Grass, and they all three got it wrong, and he was like, you still get $500.
I mean, nice that you think that was my own money, but that was their money. But I did buy books, though, from that author and donate them to my school, so I did spend that money.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, thank Lunchbox. Go ahead and grade it. I'll take it from you. You'll be honest.
Oh yeah, I would say a B. I felt like a little bit. You were like, I felt like it was the Bobby Show. It was great. Like you didn't even let Hoda talk at the beginning. You were just going. I was like, this is how you do it. You take command of that stage and you say, Hoda, you chill out. I got this.
But that got a B.
Well, B, yeah, because I didn't get to see the end because.
Uh-oh.
Hold on.
We got interrupted by the local news.
The murder, yeah.
Yes.
So my best friend was watching because the local news came in and they found the woman in Memphis.
Yes. Oh. And so, I mean, I guess I could say B or I could say incomplete because I didn't get to see the whole episode. So I felt like you and Hoda were starting to groove and then we got interrupted. I guess
you missed my shout out to you.
That was dang it.
I know. And I gave you something, too, of my own. But don't worry about it if you haven't seen it. Yeah. Well, that was yesterday. It was really cool.
And who's on today? Do I know him?
Jane Krakowski is on today from 30 Rock and a lot of stuff, actually.
She's the blonde girl?
Yes.
Yeah, she's Jane funny. Krakowski.
Yeah, she's on. You'll recognize her for her.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
Jenna Maroney.
What?
Is that her name?
That was her on 30 Rock.
Tiara is going to be on, who I got to bring on. And then tomorrow, Derek Jeter, which is pretty cool.
Do you know him, Lunchbox?
That's so cool. I mean, that's it. That's so dumb.
So just grateful and able to do the show here in the New York studio and go do that. And they're so close, I get to pull it all off. So that's all. Any questions before we get into the song?
Yeah, I have a quick question. I want to know how small Danny DeVito is. How small is he?
He's a small guy.
Yeah?
Well, yeah, if we Google his height, I'll tell you if it's accurate or not. It says 4'10". This is high, and he's probably 4'10".
Yeah, because, I mean, I remember from Twins, you know, with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, yeah, Twins.
And, like, they were so different in size, so I'm assuming he's really, really small.
There's a picture on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, and he's standing, and I'm bent over. So if you look at that.
That's awesome.
You can see how he's like, it's like the fourth slide. He's standing up, and I'm bent over taking it. It's like, he's a small guy. Yeah. Amy, any question?
Yes. So do you think that you'll adopt that from Hoda, like when you get back from the Today Show? Are we going to start like hyping each other up before the show?
What do you think I do to you guys every day?
We can't talk to you. No, we can't even talk to you.
I'm curious to see like how you feel.
I don't live like that. I'm a guy. I'm pretty controlled and contained, and energy is consistently above medium all the time.
Okay.
So and also. We can't stay that hype all the time because that's not our personality.
Not all the time, but just before the show. Like, whatever Hoda's doing.
I'm tired. It was 10 o'clock.
Okay.
And so if we start the show at 10 o'clock, I'll be that hype.
Okay.
Deal?
Okay. That's
we started a lot earlier, and nobody wants to be hype at 5 in the morning.
True that.
Thank you. Thank you, best friend. All right. There's that. It's time for the Bobby Feud. Here we go. Top 10 crossover artists in country music. Now, what a crossover artist is, it's somebody who's in country music but also crosses over to a different genre because of their massive success in their own.
And so it's current people, too? Very current?
The question is top 10 country crossover artists.
Okay.
There are 10 answers on the board. Let's play the feud. Amy, you're up first.
Okay. Shania Twain.
Show me Shania Twain. Number one answer, obviously, Shania Twain. 1 point. Amy?
Taylor Swift.
Maybe the biggest ever.
For
great.
Sure.
For Taylor, I didn't even think
Taylor
of that.
Or Shania, both massive. Show me Taylor Swift. Number three.
Wow.
Okay, so far Amy's got 4 points. Now what happens is why you only get 1 point for number one is because it's the easiest to get.
It's obvious.
Right? It's a little different than if you're playing up there and it's speed round.
Yeah.
So, Amy, you have 4 points. Name a top country crossover artist.
Okay, I don't know if I should go back in time to get further down the list. Arr, did he cross over? Did Johnny Cash?
Show me Johnny Cash. That's incorrect, not on the list. Lunchbox, you got 8 answers still up on the board. We're looking for a top 10 country crossover artist.
Yeah, Bobby, I got this one. You ready? I'm sorry they're rude to you. They refuse to come in here. We don't like to talk about them, but we're going to have to say them. The Chicks.
Show me the Chicks.
Oh, that was a good one, Mark.
I don't know what list we're looking at.
The list here that I have.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Eddie, over 5,000 people were polled. The top 10 country crossover artists, meaning they were so popular in country that they got moved over to another format. Go ahead.
I don't know. I'm going to go with Sugar Land.
Okay.
You know, I remember buying a Coke, and they were all over my Coke can, and I was like, oh, these guys are huge.
Okay. They crossed over to the grocery store aisle.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Show me Sugar Land.
No. Huh. Hmm.
All right, let's go to round number two. There are only three rounds total. There are still eight answers on the board.
Oh, my gosh.
Top 10 country crossover artists. Amy.
Well, Maren Morris.
Show me Maren Morris.
That's
at number
good.
10.
Yes!
Big points there at number 10.
Wow.
Thank you. All
You're
right.
Welcome.
Dan and Shay.
Two fellas.
Huh?
That's good.
We know pretty well.
They're,
Dan and Shay. Show me Dan and Shay! Oh, no.
Oh, Amy, that was so good.
It. Wow. Lunchbox, what do you got?
It just keeps going over and over in my head, over and over again, over and over again.
Okay.
Tim McGraw.
Show me Tim McGraw.
Wow.
What?
Amy's got 14 points.
This is crazy.
You guys have zero. Seven answers on the board, Eddie.
All right. I mean, their hit, it's a quarter after one, and I need you now.
Oh, yeah.
Give me Lady A.
Good one.
It's a huge crossover hit.
That was massive. And I think it got all the way to number two
in
on the billboard.
On the pop?
Let's
on the pop
go.
World. Yeah. Show me Lady A.
Yeah!
Number nine.
Okay,
big
I'm
points.
Coming.
Big
I'm
points.
Coming.
Okay.
Big points.
Lady A.
Okay. I'm
Top
in trouble
10
now.
Country crossover artists. There are the number two answer, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8.
I got it.
Go ahead.
Yeah, baby.
Dang it.
Let me call BB Rexha up because she's in the pop world and I'm about to make a hit. Let's go. Florida Georgia Line.
It's great.
Show them. Florida Georgia Line.
Yeah, baby.
No, baby.
Oh,
no, baby.
Dang.
No, baby. Last round.
That's crazy.
Amy, you are dominating right now.
Oh. Okay. They started in country. They started in country. I don't even know. I guess, Kenny Chesney.
Show me Kenny Chesney.
Just throwing names out there.
Lunchbox, you need some points.
Yeah, Matt. I've been sitting out for a while.
Go ahead.
I've been playing possum until round three.
I love a good possum, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I love a good possum.
And then I went down the islands and streams. Mm-hmm. You and my boy Kenny Rogers.
Show me Kenny Rogers. Correct. 8 points.
What?
Oh!
8 points.
That's huge.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Lunchbox.
Good job.
Yeah, guys, you know, I was working 9 to 5.
Oh, my goodness.
Give me Dolly Parton.
Show him Dolly! Yes! Yes!
I tried to leave
Lunchbox
that.
Now has 14 points and is tied for the lead. Let's go.
Now I'm in trouble.
Now he's in trouble, he says.
Now I'm in trouble.
Go ahead.
I played possum till then. That's all I got. Let me see.
Top 10 country crossover artists.
Dang. You know, I mean, I'm going to go with this guy. He came over from pop to country, and then his songs go back to pop. Give me that man named Darius Rucker.
Oh, that's so good.
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Show me Hootie. Correct. Lunchbox takes the lead.
Man, I love this game.
19 points. He played possum till the third round. They're going to make a movie on Disney about this right here.
Yeah.
This is one of the greatest performances I've ever seen.
Man.
Go ahead.
You guys like how birds fly?
What?
Especially crows? Sheryl Crow.
Show me Sheryl Crow. Incorrect.
Oh.
Lunchbox in the lead right now. Eddie, you have 9 points. So you're 10 down. There are the number two answer, the number four answer, and the number seven answer.
Wow,
are all
you
on the
can
board.
Win.
You can still win. But you got to get at least two of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I have three written down.
Uh-huh. Top 10 country crossover artists.
The one I'm most confident about is Willie Nelson. So let's just get it out of the way. I know he's a big crossover artist. You are always on my mind. This is worldwide stuff. Give me Willie.
Who else did you have?
Stop it. I'll get to that point.
Who else did you have there?
No, stop. I didn't get it
Who
right.
Who else did you have there?
Garth and Kelsey Ballerini.
Okay. Show me Willie Nelson.
Oh, dang it! I did it! How did I do that?
Yeah, how did you do it?
How?
Do you believe in miracles?
Do you believe in miracles? That is incredible.
That is incredible.
Wow. I mean, third round.
Let me go through the other three real quick. At number two was Garth Brooks.
I had him.
At number four was Faith Hill.
Oh. That's right.
And at number seven was Carrie Underwood.
Oh, wow. Duh. Wow. Oh, my God.
But Play the Guy a Song, the big winner. You gotta respect it. Hey, you played possum. Spell possum, Lunchbox.
P-O-S-S.
All right, there you go. We're out of here. Well, it depends. Opossum.
Huh?
Opossum. Yeah, sometimes they say that.
That's stupid. It's both. Yeah. All right, big winner today.
Don't forget, tickets go on sale this Friday for my comedically inspirational show in Las Vegas at The Wynn. By the way, the Raging Idiots are going to play. That's Eddie and myself. Mike D is going to come out and do some comedy before the show. George Burge is going to play, and then I will do my comedically inspirational show. I heard somebody grunt or something over
there. Nah, it was my microphone, not a grunt.
Oh, I thought you were like, yeah.
No, no.
I thought you were like, feeling it. I would have accepted that. Tickets on sale Friday. Go to bobbybones.com. It'll also be at Ticketmaster. But there's conflicting reports about what time, but I'm still going to hang tight with 10 a.m. where I live, Central, so 8 a.m. in Las Vegas. There's not a conflict anymore, right? I just settled it.
I think you straightened that out.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay, 10 a.m. where I live, 8 a.m. Vegas. Everybody, if you're west, that's 8 a.m. your time. So let's go. Tickets, bobbybones.com. Thank you very much.
Whoa. The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So for an emergency fund, it's been recommended for years that we have about $400 set aside for just in case if something crazy happens in your life, you've got it there.
Okay.
Well, I hate to say it, but a study was put out by Lending Club, and that number has gone up significantly.
What if she just said, I love to say it. Everybody, you're way poorer than you thought.
I know.
What is the new number?
They say the real target number should be $1,400.
Oh, it didn't just go up.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, it's crazy, but just so much. I mean, everything is inflated that if you really want to be secure with your emergency fund, that's how much you should try to save and set aside.
Okay, well, we're just hoping on jelly beans. Have a million. Why not have $1 million?
Just in case.
just emergency fund. We're just throwing hope out there. All right, what else you got?
Well, I have how obsessed we are with our pets because we average about a photo of them a day and or maybe a little more, and we'll have 400 pictures of our pets by the end of the year.
Yeah, I'm definitely there. I take a lot of pictures of Stanley and Eller. You know, it's funny. I hang out with Eller now a bit more than I do Stanley. For one, Stanley's almost three now, and he just DGAF. Like, he does not care anymore. He just goes and sleeps. He's just a big, fat bulldog. And so he'll come and hang out sometimes, and he's very loving occasionally, but he's so tired and fat and sleepy all the time. Where Eller is like, that's my girl now, and she's always, sometimes she's a bit needy, but I hang out with Eller more than I do Stanley at this point because Stanley sleeps all day. But I take a lot of pictures of them. And Stanley has an Instagram, Mr.StanleyBones. It's got almost 100,000 followers.
Oh, wow.
That I've not monetized at all. I don't even know how, but I would like to if anybody has any ideas. All right, what else?
Because Willie Nelson is 89 years old. And if you're thinking he might retire at some point, that is not in his plan because he would rather, quote, die than retire.
That's, yes, I can see that about Willie.
Well, it got me curious about you, Bobby. Like, would you rather die or retire at some point?
Ooh, if you would have asked me 3 years ago, I would say die. I still don't see myself retiring, right? I can't because I've been, like, having to hustle so hard my whole life. I cannot see me not working. And also, I love my job for the most part. I love the people I do it with. I love what I get to do. I guess there's now a factor of a wife, and eventually we'll probably have kids. And I think that could change my perspective a little bit where I'd for sure never want to retire and just want to stay away. But no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But it could change my perspective of that and how I feel about life. So I don't know. Right now, though, I can't see me not working because I'm still afraid I won't be able to pay all my bills.
Yeah. But I mean, eventually, like you'll.
Well, we'll see.
Like, we'll see. And then another fun Willie Nelson fact before we wrap is that he has opened his concerts with Whiskey River. since the 70s.
Wow.
Every
Whiskey
single concert.
River, take,
yeah.
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 Whiskey River, take my mind.
Every single one, huh?
That's what it says here.
That's cool.
I'm trying to think. I saw Willie Nelson the most when I was in college, and I don't really remember what he opened with.
I mean, I guess you could just sit. I mean, I don't know how you anybody could prove it back before phones. And I could be like this. Hey, every show we've ever done here, I've given $100 away to a listener. Every single one.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Prove I didn't.
Pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. Yeah. Maybe that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Tom is 82 years old, and almost 20 years ago, he said, I'm going to make 1 million basketball free throws.
That's a lot.
Also counting those.
Yeah,
aside from doing it, just counting them. So he'd go to the basketball court, and he'd attempt at least 100 free throws every single day. He started almost 20 years ago, 17 years ago to be exact. Now, through the years, he's a 94% shooter.
Wow.
Whoa.
Pretty good. He spent a total of 2,500 hours on the court. And Tom sunk his 1 millionth free throw on his 82nd birthday. A crowd had gathered. Wouldn't it be funny if he choked and like he couldn't make one because the crowd's there? You guys got to turn around. You got to leave.
Don't look at me.
Something. But he had a big crowd there. He said, I feel really great about it. It's great to be able to perform. There was pressure. I don't normally have a crowd here, but it went well. He said he thinks he might have missed 8 or so out of the 100. Out of the 100.
Wow.
That's crazy.
I mean, that's 92%, a little less than normal. But still, 92% free throw shooter, period, at any level is awesome. But the guy, again, is 82 years old. So he made his 1 millionth free throw. Have you done anything a million times, anybody?
Steps.
Naps.
Okay, breathing. Okay, breaths.
Yeah, breaths.
No. Uh-huh.
Blinked your eyes.
Okay, see.
This show.
Gone to the bathroom.
I don't know if you've done that a million times.
Ooh,
let's do the math.
Your
here.
Whole life?
Let's see. Okay, so Lunchbox, how old are you?
41.
Okay, let's see. Let's calculate this. So if you're 41, so let's do...
You're talking number two or number one?
It doesn't matter.
Both?
Just hold with me here. 41 years old times 365.
Yeah.
So that's going to be 14,965 days that you have been alive.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay? Probably a little more than that because it's not your birthday today.
Correct.
So let's just say 15,000 days, okay?
Love it.
You've been alive 15,000 days.
That's crazy.
How many times do you go to the bathroom a day?
Oh, probably 5 at least.
Yeah. Yeah. Number one.
Four ones, 1 2 or what?
1 2 for sure.
Yeah.
And I
you
mean,
ever go 2 2 or 3 2s?
Stop.
Every once in a while, I go 2 2s.
You ever go 3 2s?
Like no.
If you're not Ooh. Sick?
Yeah.
You're eating too much.
Very rare, but
okay.
Yes.
So,
and sometimes, I mean, I get up in the middle of the night sometimes alone and pee 3 times.
So on average, how many times do you use the bathroom a day?
I'd say 5.
Okay. Okay, you have used the bathroom 75,000 times. Now, let me just give you 25,000 just because I'm awarding it to you.
What? That can't be right.
You've used the bathroom what?
That number seems so low.
I've only used the bathroom 100,000 times in my life.
I believe so. Because what I did is,
no,
how
I mean,
old he is, times the day, times, I don't even know what
I
did.
But I think he goes more than 5 times on average.
I don't.
And especially when he was a baby.
He farts in the classroom more than that.
I mean, no, because when you're a baby.
But I gave 25,000 extra.
Right. True. When you're a baby, you change the diaper about 5 times a day.
Oh.
Because that's about how many times they go.
So if you're 41 years old times 365 days a year, right?
That is crazy.
Yeah. So, you know what? Wow. Your next bathroom will be your 100,000th. We should celebrate this.
And we should all
watch. Gather the crowd.
Yes.
Gather the crowd.
Right,
stand around the commode.
All
right. Congratulations, Tom Steery of Eastside, Washington. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.